No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 28th day of August. It's so good to be here with you. We are in the final days of August. We are quickly coming to the final days of being in the Old Testament as well. With that being said, we started the book of Ezekiel, one of the major prophets. Ezekiel, not major in importance, major in content. One of the longer books in the prophets, as well as Isaiah and Jeremiah. We began Ezekiel yesterday, and we're going to continue in the book of Ezekiel today. Today we're reading Ezekiel chapters 5 through 8. And this week we are reading the Evangelical Heritage Version, Ezekiel chapter 5. You, son of man, get a sharp sword for yourself. You shall use it on yourself like a barber's razor. Use it on your head and on your beard. Then get scales for yourself so that you can weigh and divide the hair. 1/3 of it you shall burn with fire inside the city when the days of siege are completed. Then you shall take another 1/3 and strike it with the sword all around the city. 1/3 you shall scatter to the wind, but I will unsheathe the sword to pursue them. But take a few hairs and wrap them in the folds of your robe. Then take some of those and throw them into the middle of the fire and burn them up in the fire. From there, a fire will spread to the whole house of Israel. This is what the Lord God says. This is Jerusalem. I have set her in the midst of the nations, and all around her there are other countries. But she rebelled against my ordinances, becoming more wicked than the nations. And she rebelled against my statutes more than the countries around her did, because the Israelites rejected my ordinances, and they did not walk in my statutes. Therefore, this is what the Lord God says, because you have outdone the nations around you, and you have not walked in my statutes, and you have not performed what I judged to be right, and you have not even acted according to the standards of justice followed by the nations around you. Therefore, this is what the Lord God says. Watch out. I am against you. I myself will perform judgments among you in the sight of the nations. I will do among you something that I have never done before, and the likes of which I shall never do again, because of all your abominations. That is why fathers among you will eat their sons, and sons will eat their fathers. I will execute judgments against you, and I will scatter any of you who are left to every wind. Therefore, as surely as I live, declares the Lord God, because you have defiled my sanctuary by all your detestable practices and all your abominations, I myself will withdraw. My eye will not show pity, and I myself will have no compassion. 1/3 of you will die in the plague or perish during the famine in your midst. All around you, 1/3 will fall by the sword, and 1/3 I will scatter to every wind. Then I will unsheathe the sword in pursuit of them. Finally, my anger will be finished. I will let my wrath against them rest, and I will be satisfied. Then they will know that I, the Lord, have spoken in my jealousy when I exhaust my wrath against them. I will make you into a ruin and a reproach among the nations around you in the sight of everyone who passes by. You, Jerusalem, will be a reproach and a taunt, a warning and something horrifying to the nations around you, when I execute judgments upon you in anger, in wrath, and in furious punishments. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will also send deadly arrows of famine against them, arrows that shall become a destroyer, arrows that I will send to destroy you. I will also increase the famine upon you and cut off your supply of bread. I will send famine and dangerous wild animals against you, and they will take away your children from you. Plague and bloodshed will pass through you, and I will bring the sword against you. I, the Lord, have spoken. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, set your face toward the mountains of Israel and prophesy against them. You shall say, Mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. This is what the Lord God says to the mountains and to the hills, to the stream beds and to the valleys. Without fail, I am about to bring a sword against you, and I will destroy your high places. Your altars will be demolished, and your incense altars will be smashed, and I will throw down your fallen bodies in front of your filthy idols. I will lay out the corpses of the people of Israel in front of their filthy idols, and I will scatter your bones around your altars. In all the places where you live, the towns will be laid waste, and the high places will be demolished, so that your altars will be laid waste and demolished. Your filthy idols will be crushed and cease to exist. Your incense altars will be broken in pieces, and the things you have made will be wiped out. The slain will fall in your midst, and then you will know that I am the Lord. Nevertheless, when you are scattered in various countries, I will preserve for you some survivors who escape the sword among the nations. Then those of you who escape will remember me in the nations where they have been carried as captives. They will remember how I was heartbroken by their lustful hearts, which turned away from me, and by their eyes, which lusted for their filthy idols. They will loathe themselves because of all the evils they have done, for all their abominations. Then they will know that I, the Lord, did not speak about bringing this disaster on them without it having a result. This is what the Lord God says. Clap your hands, stomp your feet, and say, We are doomed on account of all the vile abominations of the house of Israel. For by the sword, famine, and plague they will fall. Anyone who is far away will die of the plague, and anyone who is near will fall by the sword, and anyone who remains under siege will die of famine. In this way, I will exhaust my wrath upon them. Then you will know that I am the Lord, when their fallen bodies lie among their filthy idols around their altars, on every high hill and on all the mountaintops, under every green tree and under every leafy oak, in every place where they offered fragrant sacrifice to appease all their filthy idols. I will stretch out my hand against them, and I will make the land a desolate waste from the desert to Riblah and all the places they live. Then they will know that I am the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me, and to you, son of man, this is what the Lord God says about the soil of Israel, an end. The end has come upon the four corners of the land. Now that the end is upon you, I will unleash my anger against you. I will judge you according to your ways, and I will place on you the penalty for all your abominations. My eyes will not have pity on you, and I will have no compassion. For I will place you on the penalty for your ways, and the punishment for your abominations will be in your midst. Then you will know that I am the Lord. This is what the Lord God says. Disaster, an unparalleled disaster. Watch, it is coming. An end has come. The end has come. It has begun against you. Look, it is coming. Doom has come upon you, you inhabitants of the land. The time has come. The day is near. A day of panic, not joy, is on the mountains. Now, very soon, I will pour out my wrath upon you, and I will exhaust my anger against you. I will judge you according to your ways, and I will place on you the penalty for all your abominations. My eye will not show pity, and I will have no compassion. According to your ways, I will place the penalty on you, and the punishment for your abominations will be in your midst. Then you will know that I, the Lord, am the one who strikes you. Look, the day is coming. It is here. Doom has broken out. The rod has budded. Insolence has blossomed. Violence has grown into a rod against wickedness. None of them will remain. None of their noisy crowd, none of their wealth, not a thing of value among them. The time has come. The day has arrived. The buyer should not rejoice. The seller should not grieve, because wrath is coming upon the whole noisy crowd. So sellers will not return to what they have sold, even if they survive. Yes, the vision concerning the whole noisy crowd will not be reversed, and each man, because of the guilt in his life, will have no strength. They will blow a blast on the ram's horn and make everything ready, but no one will go to battle, because my wrath is upon the whole noisy crowd. The sword is outside, and plague and famine are inside. Anyone in the countryside will die by the sword, and anyone in the city, plague and famine will devour him. Any who escape will flee to the mountains, mourning like doves from the valley, each of them in his guilt. All hands will hang limp, and water will run down every knee. They will put on sackcloth, and horror will cover them. Every face will be ashamed, and all their heads will be shaved bald. They will throw their silver into the streets, and their gold will be polluted by blood. Their silver and their gold will not be able to rescue them on the day of the Lord's fury. The silver and gold will not satisfy their appetites or fill their stomachs, because it was the cause of their guilt and their downfall. From the silver and gold of the Lord's beautiful ornaments, which were their pride, they made their abominations and their disgusting images. Therefore, for them, I will make it a place polluted by blood. I will hand it over to foreigners as loot. I will give it to the most wicked people on earth as plunder, and they will desecrate it. I will turn my face away from my people so that the enemy may desecrate my treasured place, and so that robbers may enter it and desecrate it. Prepare the chain, because the earth is full of judicial murder, and the city is full of violence. I will bring the most wicked of the nations, and they will take possession of their houses. I will put an end to the pride of the mighty, and their so-called sanctuaries will be desecrated. Terror is coming. They will seek peace, but there will be none. Disaster after disaster will come, and one report will follow another. They will seek a vision from the prophet, but sound instruction will vanish from the priest, and the ability to give advice from the elders. The king will mourn, the prince will be clothed with horror, and the hands of the people of the land will tremble. On the basis of their own conduct, I will deal with them, and by the standard they used to judge others, I will judge them. Then they will know that I am the Lord. In the sixth year, in the sixth month, on the fifth day of the month, I was sitting in my house, and the elders of Judah were sitting in front of me. The hand of the Lord God fell upon me there. I looked, and there I saw a figure that looked like a man. From what appeared to be his waist down, he looked like fire, and from his waist up, he had the appearance of a dazzling light, something like glowing metal. He reached out with what looked like a hand and seized me by a lock of hair. Then the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven and brought me to Jerusalem, while I was experiencing visions from God, he brought me to the entrance of the north gate into the inner courtyard of the temple, where the idolatrous image of jealousy, which provokes jealousy, was located. Then I looked, and there was the glory of the God of Israel, as it was in the vision that I had seen in the middle of the river valley. He said to me, "Son of man, look toward the north." So I looked toward the north, and what did I see? There, north of the altar gate, was this idolatrous image of jealousy beside the entrance. He said to me, "Son of man, do you see what they are doing? What great abominations the house of Israel is practicing here to distance themselves from my sanctuary. But you will see even greater abominations." Next, he brought me to the entrance to the courtyard, and I looked and saw that there was a hole in the wall. He said to me, "Son of man, dig through the wall." So I dug through the wall, and there I saw a doorway. He said to me, "Go in and observe the vile abominations that they are committing here." When I entered, I looked around, and what did I see? Every form of creeping creature and every kind of detestable animal and all the filthy idols of the house of Israel were engraved on the wall all around. 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel, with Jaazaniah, son of Shaphan, standing in the middle, were standing in front of the images, each with his censer in his hand, and the fragrance of the cloud of incense was ascending. He said to me, "Do you see, son of man, what the elders of the house of Israel are doing in the darkness, each in his chamber for carved images? Listen, they are saying, 'The Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land.'" And he said to me, "You will see even greater abominations which they are practicing." Next, he brought me to the entrance of the gateway of the house of the Lord that is on the north side, and right there I saw women sitting and wailing for Tammuz. He said to me, "Do you see, son of man? You will see even greater abominations than these." Finally, he brought me to the inner courtyard of the house of the Lord, and there at the entrance to the temple of the Lord, between the vestibule and the altar, were 25 men showing their backsides to the temple of the Lord with their faces toward the east, and they were bowing down to the sun in the east. Then he said to me, "Have you seen this, son of man? Is it too trivial for the house of Judah to commit the abominations they are committing here? Do they also have to fill the land with violence so that they provoke me more and more? They are even sticking the branch up my nose. But I also will act in wrath. My eye will not show pity, and I will have no compassion. They will call out to my ears with a loud cry, but I will not hear them." There's a lot of symbolism in our reading today. We have to know the difference of what is literal, what is symbolic, what is apocalyptic, what is poetry, what is the reader intending to say, and who is he speaking to? Because we take the Bible and interpret it as black and white as we possibly can sometimes, when it is a whole lot of gray matter. There's a whole lot of mystery and wrestling in between the pages and the blank lines. We hear the judgment towards Jerusalem, and it's kind of twofold. It's the sin that they have sinned against God, not other nations that are worshiping other idols, that are doing less evil things than this nation that is supposed to be set apart and for God and God alone. This is the language that we read early in the year. "I will be their God. They will be my people." They will be set apart, not superior. But that's the problem. We get superior when we have everything in abundance and we forget the dependency on God. We forget who He is. We forget to give thanks. We forget to have a heart of gratitude. We forget contentment. We get lost in the insatiable need for more. And so, we pause here today and continue in the story of Ezekiel tomorrow. Jesus, we thank You for Your word. Thank You for who You are. Thank You for meeting us here today. I pray that You would speak all that You long to have us hear, that You would have us see all that You long for us to see and understand, and that our hearts would be open and receptive to all that You long to do in us. And I pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base. That is the website. That is the free app. Take a look around if you haven't. If you would like to partner with us here at Daily Audio Bible, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or you can utilize the app at the give icon up at the top right-hand corner, and lastly, look for the give icon on the website. We are celebrating 20 years of Daily Audio Bible, and we're giving back in so many different ways, and without saying too much, get excited. Something never, ever been done before is on the horizon, and it's coming soon. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, if you would like to share what you believe God has answered through the prayers of this community, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. Or again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. When you are finished, hit submit, turn the wheel to chronological, and it will ensure getting to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. I love you all. Until then, love one another.
Good morning, Monday morning, DABC fam. This is Lady of Victory on Monday the 25th. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. I think I couldn't really hear the first part, but we were praying for his wife, Rosa, with stomach cancer, I think. And originally it was stage 2, and he just said it was stage 1. I literally blurted out a woohoo. Thank you, Jesus, so much. Thank you for showing us a victory. And God, just like You did it for our sister Rosa and her husband, God, You can do it for the myriad of others that call in, that are asking You for healing, for deliverance, for provisions, for so a plethora of things, God, that we are asking and looking to the hills from which cometh Thy help that we're asking for. God, and just like You did it for them, we pray, God, that You would do it for us. Whatever it is, we thank You so much for being a God who answers prayers. We thank You that a lot of times it doesn't come the way that we want it to come. But we thank You, God, because You are our deliverer. You are our healer. You are all that You said You are. And we are so, so, so grateful to You. And so, God, now we just ask that You would just continue, finish the work that You've done in Rosa. Philippians 1:6 says, we can be confident of this very thing, that He who has begun this work in her and all of us will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Y'all be encouraged. We're so glad that God is still on the throne. He's still God. Y'all have a great one.
Hi, guys, it's Kate calling in. I just wanted to pray for Renee, his redeemed daughter in Florida. Sister, I just heard your prayer request and all you're going through. And thank you for updating us so we can more aptly pray for you. I just wanted to encourage you that you're not losing your faith. The fact that you question that means you're not, but it can feel shaky and like things aren't happening during the time where you're feeling that shaky faith. But I think it's, I think what it is your pain is speaking. You're so overwhelmed with physical pain that then it becomes emotional pain, and then it becomes spiritual pain. But God understands. He knows. He knows your heart. He knows your past history with Him, and He knows what your future history is going to be. So I think I would encourage you to just do all you can to soothe your pain and your mind and your spirit. Just go in the Psalms, pick 9 Psalms, 9 days worth, and get into those and just give yourself grace because God's giving you grace. And that's my prayer for you, sister. Call us back and let us know how you're doing. And boy, we're going to rejoice on that 10th day. Okay, hang in there.
Hey, DABC. This is Teresa. And I just wanted to talk about a commentary. We just finished Lamentations. And it's funny because I am wrestling through the questions of God, where were you when? In context, my home was a very broken home. I went through a lot of stuff, and I'm currently writing a book, and in the process of writing that book, I've had to wrestle with a lot of questions, and thank you. Thank you for affirming that it's okay to ask. Sometimes you can know it, but you're not sure if God really wants to hear it. You know, I said my relationship was complicated with Him before, and yeah, it still is. But you know what? We're working through it. So, thank you for what you've done, and thank you for your 20 years of reading the Bible. It's amazing. God bless you all. Please keep me in prayer that God will answer or bring me to resolution. Thank you.
This is Maria in Mississippi, and I just wanted to do a corporate prayer this week. I have heard many prayer requests, one in particular, Walking in Hope, who walks in hope but anticipates disappointments sometimes or do not want to be disappointed. And I think I heard another young lady who talked about her husband not being in God, and she just want that support. So I just want to send out a prayer for the DAB family, because we all know that we are all going through something, whether it be large or small. But the Bible tells us that we are persecuted for the sake of loving God, for the sake of spreading the word of God, and for the sake of standing up for God. So I'm praying, Lord, that you give hope to your people. We know that you said in Jeremiah 29:11 that you know the plans that you have for us. So when we're praying and we're hoping and we walk into disappointment, it is not an unanswered prayer, but it is a redirection to the word that you have given us, Jeremiah 29:11. It's a redirection to where you are taking us. So the end result will be pleasing. So God, we thank you for your word that stands right and true, and ask that you continue to give us a hope in you. We love you, we praise you, and continue to work on us, with us, and through us, that we may have endurance power to believe your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.